Maltsy, AFL General Manager of Clubs and Operations. Let's get his view on this. Morning, Travis. Is dynamic ticketing going to work to make it cheaper to go to the footy or more expensive?
Good morning, guys. I'm pleased to say, firstly, that we'll release our full pricing later this afternoon. And we've worked really hard with the clubs to focus on affordability, and so we'll keep our general admission price at $25. I think that's for the third year in a row now, and kids at $5. So that's the sort of first important point. Then we've been working with clubs about how to introduce a more flexible ticketing model. In some ways, it doesn't make sense that you set your prices in some cases 6 months out from a game, and clubs want that flexibility to better price to suit their supporters. And so this is a trial that we'll undertake for a number of clubs. It does mean that in some cases prices will go up and others they'll go down depending on how the demand's shaping up for the game.
What about those that buy memberships, Travis? The people that, and let's just say it's Collingwood, they spend their $200 on their membership and all of a sudden they're having an exceptionally good year. They're playing Carlton in round 21. Are they expected to pay more to get that to go and see that game?
No, and that's a good point, David. The best way to still get out of the football and support your team is to buy a membership. And so membership prices don't change. It's the cheapest, most affordable way to support your team. This is only for those that buy a daily ticket.
Okay, so you're encouraging people to buy club memberships. And then if you walk up to the gate on game day, when will they be notified of the price change? Is it going to be done on the Monday or is it going to be done 2 weeks out? When will that information be out to the general public when those changes will be occurring?
So we can, we will release prices this afternoon for each game. And then clubs have the ability to change that price up or down between the release of those tickets right through to the game. And that'll depend on demand, and that can be by category.
You understand the confusion that causes of footy fans who want certainty, and we've had lots of callers this morning who say they hate that idea that they're not sure about what it's going to cost them as they plan their week.
Yeah, so there's a couple of parts of that. One is that the base price, the general admission price, doesn't change. Kids' price doesn't change. It's $50 for a family, two adults, two kids. The second one, David made a good point, your membership price doesn't change, so there's some certainty. Now, if you buy a ticket today, this afternoon, you're guaranteed that price. That doesn't change. And so the earlier you can get in, the better you will be. But then, you know, there is the opportunity for prices to move both up and down between now and the game.
So if at the start of the week Melbourne's playing St Kilda and the Melbourne tickets are $25 and the ticket sales have been bad and Melbourne says, right, we're dropping the prices to $20, do those people that paid $25 for a ticket early in the week, do they get their $5 back for those that are paying $20 on the Friday?
No, they don't. No. Once you bought your ticket, you bought your ticket. But likewise, if the price goes up $5, we don't call them again and ask for $5 off them.
Mm. We're feeling a lot of frustration from fans, Travis. The last time there was a mechanism to change the pricing, it drove people nuts. Why will this be different?
Well, this one's a little different in the sense that flexibility in pricing, and I should make the point, this is driven by the clubs themselves. I mean, the clubs know their fans a lot better than the AFL does. They feel that this is something that will actually help drive attendances. Both clubs and AFL have this sort of single-minded objective to get as many people to games as we can. And they feel this opportunity actually will work for supporters. And our research indicates that it actually, in many cases, will be quite favourable for supporters.
If the tickets are going up and down, what's the difference in just leaving them at the one price?
Well, because we want to drive demand. Clubs certainly, where there's opportunities for bigger games, want to make sure that they price them accordingly. But certainly for the smaller games, we've got some big stadiums that we want to try and fill. And so we want to make the prices as attractive as we can.
There is a sense that some club fans are going to pay more because of demand than others. So, for instance, if you're a Collingwood fan or a Richmond fan, you know, with big, really big supporter base, a Hawthorn fan, it's more likely that your price is going to head north rather than south on a regular basis.
No, that's not true. Some of the bigger clubs, when they play interstate clubs, for example, the MCG, there's a real opportunity to look at your pricing. And so Hawthorn and Richmond and Collingwood and so forth have a number of bigger games which are largely sold out. They're sold out pretty much as soon as they go on sale or largely attended by members. And therefore, it is the other games where there's a smaller crowd expected. They've got the opportunity with some vacant seats.
Travis, how are you going to inform the public of the changes if they're not a club member?
So that'll be up to the clubs. it's the club's supporters, and so they'll make sure leading into a game that they're quite transparent about how the pricing is working. And this may be a number of clubs, it's not all clubs. We'll trial it with a number of clubs just to make sure that we get it right before we implement it more broadly, if that's what we decide to do.
Good to talk to you, Travis. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, guys.